I'll tell you the reason why I think most people never really succeed. Number one, they don't set a high enough standard. But number two, some people set a high standard, but they don't believe they can achieve it. The power of Kanai, gradual, constant, never-ending improvement, is that it's believable. Your brain says, I know I can do this. I know I can figure a way to make it just a little bit better. But when you tell yourself you got to lose 50 pounds tomorrow, your brain goes, there's no way. I'm not going to pull this off. Even if you try and set the standard for me, I'm going to rebel. And you find yourself unable to get yourself to take the very actions that are necessary for your success. Japanese companies believe that in order to grow, they need innovation, which means explosive growth, and they need what they call Kaizen. Kaizen means constant improvement. In fact, the reason I created for myself the discipline of Kanai, that is a word, is because the Japanese use Kaizen as part of their vocabulary every single day of their life. They talk about the Kaizen of their business, the Kaizen of their relationship, the Kaizen of the trade surplus. The constant improvement of it is what they're looking about. And because they talk about it all the time, it's a part of their unconscious thinking. You might think the word Kanai, Kanai, that's a corny word. Well, first of all, I didn't want to use a Japanese word when it's an American philosophy. And secondly, I wanted to remind myself with one term what I'm really committed to. Think about this for a second. When you create a word, you create a way of thinking. You see, the language that we use constantly influences our decision-making processes, in that the words that we utilize consistently carry within them encoded meanings for our lives. So in creating the discipline, the philosophy, and the science of Kanai, we're creating a mindset that'll continually shape the thinking and actions of all those people who use it. You might want to take this term and promote it, not only within yourself, but the people around you. It's new. You have to get used to it. But pretty soon you get excited. You start asking people, tell me something. How committed to Kanai is the organization? What's the person's level of commitment to Kanai? There's only one result that'll consistently come from a commitment to Kanai, and that is a profound increase in the quality of your life, an experience of true success. When you live by the discipline of Kanai, when it's the strategy you live every day by, you will experience that constant improvement that creates lifelong joy and power. So by adopting this word into our vocabulary, we make it a constant focus. So instead of a Japanese term, we're using an American term. Constant, never-ending improvement, a commitment to Kanai. Let me share with you that I believe our level of personal and professional success is in direct proportion to the level of our commitment to Kanai. See, a true commitment to Kanai is reflected by constant improvement in every area of your life. And a true commitment to Kanai has got to be measured. You've got to be noticing along the way how you're improving. Kanai is a science. It recognizes that problems are an opportunity for growth, and it provides a system for solving problems before they even come up. The best time to solve a problem is before it becomes one. And if you're always improving the quality of what you do, you start to handle the problems before they even exist. You handle them at the level where they're not quite a problem yet, but not quite right. That's how you create a life where you have momentum and power and joy. So what's valuable about Kanai? It's a new standard. It's a new philosophy for you to live by. And most importantly, it's believable and achievable. Who else has used this throughout history? Anyone who succeeded. The gentleman who I interviewed this month for Power Talk is a man who is a true legend. A gentleman who probably represents the greatest level of consistent success in sports history. His name is Coach John Wooden, the past coach of the UCLA Bruins, a man who created a dynasty beyond description. In his last years with the UCLA Bruins, Coach Wooden won 10 of 12 national NCAA championships. This is unheard of. He won 7 of these in a row. Now, to give you a perspective on how powerful this is, his teams won 88 games in a row. He had 4 seasons where they didn't lose a game, 3 seasons where they only lost 1 game in the entire year, including the playoffs and the championship. Was this man lucky? Well, if your definition of luck is labor under correct knowledge, L-U-C-K, then I'd say the answer is you're absolutely right. He was very lucky. No, what made this man successful is he lives by a philosophy of constant, never-ending improvement. In fact, Coach Wooden, the only man to be inducted into the College Hall of Fame as both a player and a coach, and the man with the most wins in college basketball history, never talked about winning to his players. I repeat, in 27 years as a coach of the UCLA Bruins, he did not talk about winning. What he talked about constantly was that his players needed to improve themselves every day, that every day they had to make some kind of tiny improvement and what they were doing. And if they did that every day, they would truly be champions, regardless of the score. But he said, I think you'll like the score as well. More importantly than his victories on the ball court is what he did to increase the quality of life for these men, because he taught them a philosophy of life that many of them, including Kareem, acknowledge to this day. And you know what? He was able to teach these men, and they were willing to listen to him because he lived it personally. He's constantly lived by a series of principles that his father gave him, a creed when he was 12 years old. And he'll talk about it in our interview, but it includes things like make every day your masterpiece, to help others, to be true to yourself. And every day he increases his standards for that, and it'll become very clear when you listen to him on the tape. Every single day when he did a practice, his first question was, how can I improve this? How can I improve each of these players individually in some small way? He kept a journal, and he measured the results of every player during every practice they were ever involved with him in his 27 years. He can tell you how every player did every day and what he did to improve him. That's the level of his commitment. And I'll leave it up to you as you listen to the interview to decide for yourself what his level of fulfillment is and the quality of life he's generated for himself and others. I think you'll find it immeasurable. So what's the message? I've hammered at you again and again throughout this tape. It's very simple. Success in life can only be measured by the level of our fulfillment. We are only going to feel good about ourselves long term if we consistently increase the quality of our life. We can only increase the quality of our life consistently by committing to a discipline, a standard for our life of constant and never-ending improvement, kanai, a commitment that permeates every area of our lives. And a commitment that understands that the constant and consistent improvements, no matter how small, eventually produce massive increases in quality. A commitment that allows us to constantly not only maintain what we have, but go beyond it. A commitment that understands that if we don't improve, we won't even keep what we have, whether it be happiness or our level of competition in the marketplace.